This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And coming up this Saturday, a special event at Stewart Park. It is Barks and Recreation. Megan Graham of Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Where on earth did you come up with that name?
Well, how could you not once you think of it, right? You know, it's just too good to not use that name, Kyle.
Yeah, no, that's a great idea. So talk about what's going to be going on this Saturday.
So this Saturday, Saving Grace is going to be hosting a new event in Stewart Park called Barks and Recreation. It is a dog-friendly event. It's free to attend. We're going to have pet-friendly vendors, live music, a beer garden, food carts, agility course, just lots of fun things for you to come out and do with you and your dog.
And I know you guys have been really working hard since you have been there about getting Saving Grace out into the community more.
Yeah, definitely, Kyle. It's been something we've really been focusing on, getting out and doing more community events. And this is kind of the culmination of that, really. This is going to be our big get out in the community, get people out of their homes, bring their dogs out, have a really good time out in the park, and just promote awareness about Saving Grace, awareness about animal welfare, and just, yeah, a fun day.
And you've got some interesting contests here. Talk about these.
So, yeah, we've got Owner Dog Lookalike, which is always a fun contest.
Does that really happen?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I mean, a lot of people just have similar hair or, you know, similar mannerisms. I'm sure you've seen on the internet the photos that go around of dogs and owners that resemble each other. So that's a good one. We've got Best Hair, and that'll be Best Hair for the dog, obviously. That can be anything from dogs who are painted with really fun different paints, like through a groomer or on their own, or dogs with cool haircuts, stuff like that.
And some other things going on too out there, more for the human side.
Yeah, we've got photography. We've got Brittany Elston Photography out there, who's going to be taking photos for us. We've got food carts. We've got a beer garden from Too Shy. We're going to have live music from the Tori Rose Band. And then just, yeah, a collection of pet-friendly and human-friendly vendors.
And for Saving Grace, I mean, this has been like a really busy time for you, it seems like, the last few months.
Yeah, we've got all kinds of stuff going on, Kyle. I mean, not only have we been really full with lots of animals coming into the shelter because of the eviction moratorium being lifted, but we also just finished up a huge adoption event the last 2 weeks, sponsored by the Bissell Pet Foundation. I believe we adopted out somewhere in the range of 170 to 180 animals over the last couple weeks. And the first week was $25 adoptions. The second week was fee-waived adoptions.
Wow. So talk about, this is like a national program, right?
Yeah, Bissell Pet Foundation, it is the same as the vacuum cleaner. So if you want to support pets, buying Bissell does help to do that directly. And so, yeah, this program was Empty the Shelters, it's called, and it was across the country. I don't know what the final numbers are, you know, nationwide, but there's a huge backlog of animals in shelters right now. So really, really good time to adopt, not only from Saving Grace, but, you know, no matter where you are.
And obviously, you know, having no or smaller fees gets people's attention, but that's a lot of animals to be adopted out that quick.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's just a huge testament to this area. We actually have some people that come down from Eugene. We've had some people come up from Medford. But just really goes to show, you know, people in this area do tend to look to adoption first, which is awesome.
And talk about some of the other long-term projects you're working on for Saving Grace.
Let's see. Gosh, Kyle, I don't even know where to start. We've got our veterinary clinic remodel in the works right now. It's being completed piece by piece, and we're hoping that it'll be finished by the end of June. We really want to get our public spay-neuter program back up and running, but we're going to need to find a veterinarian and a certified technician and get that vet clinic finished. So we're hoping maybe midsummer we'll be able to start offering that again.
And for Saving Grace, I mean, it's been around for a long time. Talk about the facility and some of the changes you made recently.
Yeah, our facility, we celebrated our 10-year anniversary, actually, in January, which is funny because most people still call it the new building. But it is getting older, and we're starting to look at what kind of renovations we need to make to the building. Just this year, we added our cat lounge, which is a group cat housing area. So if you haven't seen that, definitely come by the shelter and check it out. We turned a couple of our doggy rooms into bedrooms for the dogs who are a little more anxious. They can come and stay in a room with a couch that feels a little bit more like home. And then we're just now adding kennel covers to all of our kennels to make sure that all the dogs that we have housed are safe and secure there.
What is a kennel cover?
Well, so half of our kennels were covered when I started, just about half of them. And so it's just some of the dogs can actually climb up and out and over and to the outside. And so only about half of our kennels were covered. And so our staff was always struggling with, okay, I don't think that this stray dog is going to be able to climb over this, but I don't know for sure. and so just making sure that all of our kennels are covered was huge. And then our next project is insulating our food shed because that building has never been insulated because there wasn't really a need for it before. Now we're storing a lot more food. We're seeing a lot warmer summers, and we really have a need to get that food shed insulated. So that's our next project.
So for these kennel covers, can't you just say stay?
Yeah, if only it were that easy, Kyle. No, it's not quite that easy.
So again, for Saturday, give folks a quick rundown of what all is happening.
Yeah, Barks and Recreation, Stewart Park at the Half Shell, 2 to 6 p.m. Saturday. It's free entry. If you want to bring your dog, please make sure they're well-behaved and on leash the entire time. Come enjoy a beer, watch the doggy contest. Hey, sign up for a doggy contest if you'd like. You can go to our website. It's $10. To sign up, SavingGracePetAdoptionCenter.org, and we'll see you on Saturday.
And the pie eating contest, is that for people or dogs?
That's for dogs. But there is a large and a small category because obviously we can't have the Chihuahuas going up against the Mastiffs. That wouldn't be fair. But that is our most popular contest, and it is a ton of fun to participate in and watch.
So an actual normal pie.
Well, that's so doggy pies. So it'll be made out of pumpkin and whipped cream. And it's a little smaller than a regular pie.
All right. A lot going on. Saving Grace Pet Adoption Center. Megan, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle.
8:38 at the Morning Report.